ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to today's episode on No, but seriously, let me explain. Hosted by the beautiful, intelligent Earth Angel Lala Dabi. This podcast was designed to provide detailed business advice, next level resources, personal credit tips, and relatable relationship knowledge. Be sure to bookmark this page and subscribe because we wouldn't want you to miss any valuable content. And if you're struggling with poor credit, don't even worry about it. Just text HELP MY CREDIT to 507-400-3426. That's 507-400-3426. We have live agents standing by to cater to all your service requests. And now that that's out the way, let's make room for what the host has to say. Lala Dabi, do your thing, girl.
Welcome to No, but seriously, let me explain. This phenomenal podcast series will keep you fully engaged with all the tips and tricks that you will need in order to be successful, while also providing you plenty of flavor. I am your wonderful host, Lala Dabi, and today we will just be talking to those people in relationships in this episode of Teach Me How to Love You, Healing the Divide Between Two Different Worlds. How can you expect someone to love you properly if you've never taught them what your heart actually needs? Love isn't just this magical connection. It's an ongoing dialogue. It's about taking time to uncover and share your deepest desires. And let's be honest, it's also about navigating the delicate dance of who left the cap off the toothpaste, or why they insist on just watching these questionable reality shows. Because nothing says I love you quite like pretending to be fascinated by someone else's drama while you're silently plotting your escape to the snack cabinet, of course. After all, true love is about compromise, like agreeing to disagree on who really has the worst taste in music while you both jam out to the same guilty pleasure playlist. No, but seriously, let me explain. Are you fighting your partner, or are you fighting an unresolved pain from your past that accidentally triggered you? If love is supposed to grow you, not just comfort you, why do we run from people who challenge us better? Everyone wants to experience this fairy tale until it's really time to face the mirror. We dream of being deeply loved and effortlessly perfect, but when was the last time you asked yourself if you even know how to be loved right? Today, we're diving into the uncomfortable truth. Real love doesn't just happen overnight, okay? Real love is taught, it's built, and it's definitely earned through patience, vulnerability, and unlearning those survival habits that we called love. Two people from different worlds can absolutely build a new world together, but only if they're willing to be honest about those broken roads that really brought them here. So let's be real. Are you fighting fears that happened from your past? And are you willing to start fighting for your future? Like, when I say fighting for your future, that means you have to stop speaking harshly over your relationship, because that will most definitely bring it to an end. Words definitely hold weight. So every time you speak negativity into your relationship, even in anger, you're not just expressing a feeling. You're cursing the bond that you're trying to build, saying, "It's over." Constantly during every argument, threatening to leave and throwing around ultimatums, harshly just speaking over that connection. Like, these words don't just disappear after the fight is over. They definitely create cracks within your relationships. They plant seeds of doubt. They plant seeds of fear and definitely instability. So if your relationship is built on fear, just know that that relationship can never truly bloom. Instead of using fights as opportunity to tear each other down, they must be seen as opportunities to build a deeper understanding. Can you teach someone how to love you properly? Absolutely. But it definitely requires patience, vulnerability, and the courage to just open up your mouth without anger, but with intention. Otherwise, you're choosing frustration, you're choosing chaos, and you're choosing bitterness over building. When you first build your connection, you have to understand that you both came from two different worlds and definitely have two different definitions of love, different upbringings, and different lessons about love. So just know that all of that came with different types of scars. So while you may have grew up in survival mode where love had to be earned through sacrifice, through doing and being useful, know that he grew up where love was simply just given and not earned. It was a safe place for him, and it was unconditional love that was given to him. So without really understanding each other's roots, you will forever be out of rhythm. It's impossible to walk together if you don't even know where the other person was walking from, okay? Conversations about your childhood, you know, your first time encounters with love and any wounds that you might be holding is important. Like, these are not optional. They're the bridge, okay? And without them, the two of you will just be strangers hoping that the same road would somehow lead to the same place. There has to be a level of honesty about the battle within. So until men and women really start being honest about what truly lives inside of them, such as their fears and their failures or their unmet needs, love will always be temporary. It will definitely burn hot at first, but die off quickly when the storm hits. Like, what wounds are you still nursing? And ask questions like, what traumas are you still carrying? What coping mechanisms have you mistaken for just how I am? You know, healing isn't something that you can ignore forever. And our communities, especially where therapy was stigmatized, we learned to pretend that we're strong or we're really, you know, just numb to whatever is going on around us. Like, people out here, they can really just stick their whole face into somebody's body, but yet they'll still be scared to show them their soul. And that's why intimacy has become shallow, because the heart was never truly touched. Love isn't just chemistry, it's alignment. And in every relationship, you're either dealing with someone who hasn't healed from their past or someone who just settled for their past patterns. You can't build a future with someone who hasn't buried that ghost. You know, they will either try to relive the love that they lost or punish you for the love that they never received. Real love demands that both people exceed their own expectations. It's not to say that this is how I am, so accept me. No. True connection demands that you have some type of evolution. Otherwise, you're trying to build castles on sand with no stability. Like, teach me, don't replace me, because, you know, most people, they don't want to feel like they can just be easily discarded as if you never loved them. Like, don't discard someone because they don't instantly get how to love you. You have to teach them. Show them what makes you feel safe. Teach them what actions, you know, to say. Like, I see you, okay? To your soul or whatever you want to say that sounds mushy and lovable. And if you're not that lovable person, you know, just say that. You know, you don't need kind words to make you feel love. Like, reveal what opens your heart. like what fears will shut down your heart and what touches you that will actually make you melt. Perfection isn't the goal. Growth is the goal. And if you love someone, you want to help them. You want to help them win you, not just watch them fail because they weren't a mind reader. Like, the person who challenges you is the person who loves you. True love wants better for you. It doesn't let you stay in a small space. And I feel as though a man's energy is the emotional climate. The way a man moves just sets the emotional temperature for the relationship. The way his steadiness and his clarity and his consistency shows up, like, all these things are things that will make a woman just feel safe and secure within that relationship. And of course, that relationship is going to bloom, because when a woman feels safe, she becomes softer. She becomes more nurturing and more radiant, you know? But when, you know, his love is given out like riddles, you know, he's absent. And when she has, you know, to try to figure him out, she's sitting here guessing if she's even valued by him. And then ultimately she's going to withdraw. She's going to withdraw to protect herself. Like, she stops pouring into the relationship because her cup is already empty. Most women don't need these grand gestures to feel love. All they really need is effort, really. Like, they don't need to know you're, you know, paying attention. They need to feel like you're loving them isn't, you know, an obligation, but more of a desire. And for men, I feel as though men who truly want to be loved, they show up even when it's hard. They stay consistent when life gets heavy. Like, they keep their words, even if those are just, you know, small words. It's the small things that count. And you really have to just love her like she deserves a sanctuary and not a battleground. You know what I'm saying? When a woman feels emotionally safe, her love will pour out effortlessly. You won't have to beg for her attention, her loyalty, or her softness, because it'll just be given. Given like a safety and, you know, something that she loves providing, and it'll be consistent. You know, consistency will always unlock a woman's highest love. And I always say this, like, a man is meant to lead, but a woman can't really follow a man who doesn't know where he's going. A man who can't control himself around other women cannot lead. A man who doesn't carry his weight financially cannot lead. A man without a vision for both of you cannot lead. A man who struggles to communicate, he cannot lead. A man who refuses to grow with you most definitely can't lead. And this is why it's so hard for women to just really trust a man to lead, because too often, a lot of these guys out here show her that she's better off doing things by herself. I know a lot of people always wonder why I tend to place so many emphasis on the men stepping up. And honestly, it's because in the grand theater of relationships, men are the groundkeepers to that relationship. Like, you know, they're the bouncers at the exclusive nightclub where everyone is dressed to impress, but only a select few get in. Now, on the flip side of that, you see, if women were the ones holding that powerful position of powerful influence, I'm pretty sure we'd be out here sitting at the relationship table with our flawless, emotionally available partners, sipping on this organic smoothie and just discussing all of our feelings in this serene environment, just complete with the soft lighting and maybe even a harpist in the corner just for the ambiance. Like, but at least we're here, you know? Instead, we're often finding ourselves trying to just decipher the secret code of the man language. Like, he says, oh, I'm fine. Like, what? That really means he's just plotting some type of secret escape to the couch for a 12-hour binge of a questionable reality TV show. And let's not get started on the delicate art of communication, because we all know that will be equivalent to teaching a cat how to fetch. No, seriously, since we're on the topic of using our imagination and stuff like that. Just imagine if women were the gatekeepers. We'd have a whole checklist for them. Like, is he emotionally available? Okay, check. Can he cook pasta without burning it? Mm-hmm. Check. And does he understand the importance of just sharing the last slice of pizza? Okay, double check. Okay, he went in. Like, we be really out here just swiping right on all qualities that truly matter, not just someone who has the abs or the shiniest car. In this type of alternate universe, of course, men would be showing up with their best emotional game, ready to impress with heartfelt conversations and the willingness just to compromise on who gets to pick the movie for date night. Nope. But instead, we're often left with the old age saga of, oh, he's just not that into you, or the classic, let's just keep things casual line. While women, they're really out here just left wondering if they need to start a new relationship boot camp just to whip these dudes into shape. You know, a program that includes mandatory sensitivity training, like cooking classes, and perhaps a crash course in picking up dirty socks off the floor. Oh yes, the emphasis on men stepping up is crucial. It's about fostering a dynamic where both parties just feel like they can contribute equally to the relationship, like a well-balanced meal where no ingredient overpowers the other one. You know what I'm saying? Like, here's to hoping for a future where men can recognize that stepping up isn't just about showing up. It's about bringing their A game, fully equipped with emotional intelligence and the willingness just to engage in a beautiful and meaningful conversation. Because if we're ever going to reach that beautiful and harmonious relationship utopia, it definitely takes two, preferably someone with a sense of humor and the willingness to just navigate the delightful chaos together. Yeah.
We have come to a very short commercial break, paid for by our lovely sponsors, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back after this message.
Yeah, what up, ATL? Look, you ballin', you bad and bougie, with bad credit, that's most of y'all. But look, man, that's why y'all need to call my people at Exchange Credit Repair. That's right, Exchange Credit Repair will help you scrub them inquiries, get rid of them collections and bankruptcy. They'll even take child support off. I didn't even know they put child support on credit. Woo-wee! And boost your credit score. Let's get that credit score where you want so you can go get what you want. And if you mention Streets 945, you get a 35% discount. Hein? So call my people right now at 678-420-5553, 678-420-5553, or visit my people at exchangecreditrepair.info. Exchange Credit Repair is a credit counseling business with experienced credit repair experts standing by to assist you right now. When I made this deal with them, I say, look here, you ain't got to pay me for the commercial, just put my credit score where I want so I can go get what I want. When I went to them, they treated me like family. My privacy was all the way respected. They quick to fight for a client's right with the Bureau of Credit, creditors, and debt collectors. Conveniently located at 1 West Court Square, Indicator. Tell them Shout It sent you.
Guess what time it is? It is definitely, most definitely my favorite time of the day, which is story time. I definitely pulled a nice story for you guys out the queue, of course. This one was from these lover boy and lover girl. The title of their story is The Story of How Overthinking Just Almost Ruined Us. Yes, let's get into it. Once upon a time, in the chaotic land of we have no clue what we're doing, but we love each other anyway, lived Nia and Jalen. Two people who loved each other so much they could barely survive a conversation without accidentally setting a fire to the whole relationship. Nia, she was always walking around with this huge heart wrapped in sarcasm and just side eyes. And Jalen, he was this beautiful ball of masculinity just with overthinking. And who could really argue with a doorbell if it looked at him the wrong way? Like, yeah, he was that type. They did most definitely have one thing in common, though. Neither one of them knew how to talk about their feelings like adults. And when they fought,
baby. That was basically almost every other Tuesday. You know, they didn't just disagree on a couple different things. Oh, no. Jalen, he would definitely hit the dramatic nuclear button like, okay, that's it. We're done. I hope you have a good life, though. Okay, and little Miss Nia, she was the queen of petty. So she was no better. You know what I'm saying? She would be like, okay, bet that. Blocked. I'll send you an invoice for wasting my time. But love is definitely a tricky little witch, isn't it? Because no matter how many final goodbyes they exchanged, Jalen, he definitely missed her very badly. So what did he do? Did he call her and apologize like some sane person would? No, he decided to just show up in her dreams instead. Yes, hunt her like a little horny ghost some way, maybe through a spiritual overthinking or whatever. Or maybe through just this sheer desperation. Every 3 days, Nia would be having these vivid, sweaty, heart-racing dreams about Jalen. Dreams where he would show up in a suit or sometimes just a towel. Or sometimes no towel at all. Get my drift? Like, these dreams where he would just stare into her eyes, into the eyes of her soul is what it felt like. And then, well, you already know. At first, she thought it was just random. But by dream 4, she said it out loud. This man is astral projecting himself into my panties. And yes, she was right. Jalen was literally projecting himself into her dreams because his overthinking had turned into a spiritual thirst trap. Yes, instead of texting her, hey babe, I miss you, his spirit was out here giving her X-rated Marvel level hallucinations at 3 o'clock in the morning. Meanwhile, Jalen, he would just sit there in his room like, I wonder if she's thinking about me too. Well, sir, she's doing more than thinking. She's out here waking up sweaty, just like she just ran a marathon. And then plot twist, one night, Nia, she definitely had enough. After waking up, you know, from yet another spicy dream involving handcuffs and chocolate syrup and a suspicious moment of a cowboy hat, she just like texts him out of nowhere. Boy, get out of my dreams and get into real life. We need to talk. And they talked just like that. For once, they definitely dropped the walls for a little bit. Jalen, he admitted that he was scared, not of loving her, of course, but he was just scared of losing her because he didn't know how to do the love thing right. And Nia, she really admitted that she really wasn't, you know, cold-hearted or cold at all. She was just terrified of giving everything and being left with nothing. They both laughed and then they cried. They definitely laughed again and again. And when she accused him of being a broke Professor X trying to mind control her out of her coochie, you know, they laughed some more. But they also decided to do something different. What did they do? They decided to fix it. They started doing these weekly check-ins where they would talk about their feelings before they turned into an argument. They set certain safe words for emotional conversations. Like Nia, she was waffles. Meanwhile, Jalen, he was a Oompa Loompa. Don't even ask me why they call this man a Oompa Loompa. Like, it's beyond me. You know, use your imagination. It doesn't matter. You know, like, they went to couples therapy and they learned that healing wasn't weakness. It was strength. They took their communication class almost to a whole nother level, mostly because Nia, she bribed Jalen into promising a special reward after each session, of course. And you can only imagine what that special reward was. I ain't gonna say nothing too deep on this show, you know. We got some soft ears in here, you know. And guess what? For the first time in ever, they did just that. They survived together. They started thriving. Like, it was a beautiful moment for them in their relationship. And then the grand finale ended up one night after an amazing dinner full of laughter, and after Nia roasted Jalen for using LOL in real conversations, Jalen, he really just got down on one knee right there in the middle of the kitchen with takeout boxes and socks on the floor. He looked up at her, tears already filling up in his eyes, and he said, "I'm tired of hunting you in your dreams, Nia. I want to wake up next to you. I want to build a life with you. I want to grow old and crusty with you. Will you marry me? Because I can't fathom a life or an afterlife without you in it." Nia didn't even wait. She tackled this man to the floor, laughing and crying at the same time, yelling, "Yes, but also, you owe me about 6 months worth of dream reparations." And after that moment, they definitely lived an imperfectly, hilariously, passionately, and madly in love after that, with occasional dream invasions for old time's sakes, of course. In all seriousness, when was the last time you stopped criticizing how someone loved you long enough to ask yourself if you've ever showed them how? Like, relationships can definitely thrive on understanding and communication. It's easy to fall into the trap of criticizing someone who loves you without even considering whether you've even taken the steps to teach them how to love you or teach them how you wish to be loved. Love is not just about finding the right person, but it's about building the right relationship through mutual learning and through respect. Reflect on how you communicate your needs and desires. Are you clear with your words, and do you use empathy where it's needed? Because remember, love is a two-way street, and as much as it is about showing how you love somebody, is also about receiving that love, being able to receive it. To really improve on your relationships, just start by enhancing your communication skills. And there's a couple different steps and tools that might be able to help you out along the way, like using self-reflection. If you really just take the time to understand your own needs and how you express them, you can do this by journaling, and I typically use this journal book. Like, I write down my dreams, like, everything daily, like how I feel, whatever it might be. Journaling apps like Day One or Penzu can really just help you articulate your thoughts and your feelings a lot clearer, especially if you're not really good at communication. And then another thing would be to just have an ear open for active listening, and definitely just engage in conversations with the intent to understand and not just to respond back to them. Because a lot of times people want to respond back, and sometimes that response might be a little bit impulsive. So just try using apps like Seven Cups or Mindfulness Coach, because these apps can really help you develop better listening skills as well as mindful skills. And then you can always express your love, like learning to express your love in ways that your partner really just understands you. Like, there's 5 love languages, and there's an app, believe it or not, that'll definitely guide you in just identifying and adapting to each other's love language. I will pin these links down at the bottom of the description also, you know. And there's always counseling if you feel like your relationship just needs, you know, a third party to intervene and just help you guys navigate it. You know, anytime, like, you don't have to feel weird about it at all, because if it's needed, consider seeking professional help. Like, online therapy platforms like BetterHelp or Talkspace, it will definitely offer you accessible and convenient counseling options, you know, within the app, and sometimes even online. because building a strong relationship just requires effort from both sides. But by embracing tools and practices for better communication and understanding can just help create a loving and supportive environment for growth and for connection. Like, any woman can definitely be replaced, but the one who stood by you when you had nothing, supported you and encouraged you at your lowest, and absolutely chose you over men who would give her the world, is the kind of woman that is irreplaceable. Love isn't about finding someone who already knows how to love you perfectly. Oh no, that's just a fairy tale, my dear. And for those who think Prince Charming comes with a manual, think again. Instead, real love is just about finding that one special person who's willing to roll up their sleeves, dive into the chaos, and figure it out with you. Preferably while wearing unmatched socks, of course, and sipping on some lukewarm coffee. Like, it's all about sharing those awkward moments and the messy vulnerabilities. Like trying to assemble IKEA furniture without the instructions and then realizing that you've definitely built a bookshelf that's actually a modern art installation. Healing together definitely requires practice, like waiting for your partner to finally realize that leaving the dishes in the sink is not in fact some grand method of decoration. Understanding each other's scars really demands bravery, especially when those scars come from stories that involve unfortunate haircuts or those embarrassing moments with your high school crushes. And you have to understand that building a bond that can weather life's storms really just requires two people who wake up every day and choose each other over and over again, even when it feels like the universe is conspiring against you two. Yes, you can even binge watch, you know, certain series on solo, you know, then deal with that one argument about whose turn it is to take out the trash. You don't need a perfect partner because, let's just be real, even the best of us have our quirks. And like that one friend who insists on singing in the shower like they're auditioning for a Broadway show, what are you really saying? Like, what you really need is a partner who's committed to ongoing processes of becoming better for both, you know, themselves and for you, and for the relationship, of course. After all, love is about a team sport, and sometimes that just means passing the emotional ball back and forth while making sure neither one of you trips over your own feelings. At the end of the day, love is not something that you can just find sitting on the sidewalk. Definitely something that you build, like a complicated Lego set that requires teamwork and a lot of patience. And trust me, it will definitely be worth it. Every single brick that you lay down, every single heartfelt conversation where you accidentally reveal that you still sleep with stuffed animals, and every uncomfortable step forward is a step that you are taking together. Even when the both of you just know you're going to need some ice cream afterwards, you're taking that moment and taking steps forward with each other. So choose it and build it. Build it together, because in this wild adventure called love, the messier the journey, the sweeter the destination. And who doesn't love a really good love story about how you both survived that one time you tried to cook dinner together? Just two people willing to grow together will outlast two people waiting to be perfectly understood. Speak life over your relationship, even when it's tested. Your words are the seeds and your love is the garden. So if your loved one sent you this podcast episode, it wasn't just because she wanted you to hear some good stuff, but of course, why not? It was more so because she wants to share something close with you and something that's close to her heart, of course. Sometimes she finds herself wrestling with her own thoughts and her own emotions. And she wants you to know that she's sorry for the moment that she's overthought things, or she overthinks or tries to micromanage situations that involve you. Her feelings can at times be very unpredictable, and she regrets all of that. If she's ever unfairly directed them towards you, she's sincerely apologetic. Just know that, because expressing love and affection is something that she deeply desires. But there are moments when words escape her thoughts, and there's other moments where she's left feeling unsure just about how to articulate her feelings. Despite these things and these challenges, she wants you to understand how incredibly thankful she is to have you by her side. Your presence is invaluable to her, offering her comfort and support through both the challenging times as well as the joyous ones. She just really wants you to know that she trusts you deeply, and she's committed to bettering herself, not just for you, but for her own growth and happiness as well. Like, this woman is wholeheartedly striving to just be the best version of herself, and she's so grateful for your understanding and your love throughout this journey. Mwah. If this episode spoke to you, if it made you think or feel or even reflect on a little deeper vibe than what you had before now, I just encourage you to sit down with your partner, with your friends, or even yourself, and start the conversation that builds the connection instead of building walls. Remember, real love isn't found, it's built. And every day you choose honesty, growth, and consistency, you're laying another brick towards something unbreakable. So next time, keep loving yourself enough to love others. Thank you for joining us on this podcast journey. We hope that you have found this information valuable. To our fantastic listeners, your support means the world to us. Share the insights with a friend. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button and stay tuned for more exciting content. A massive thank you for being a part of No, But Seriously, Let Me Explain. I am your host, Lala Daidi, the one with all the sauce, of course. Until next week, stay bold, beautiful, and brilliant. Love ya.